Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As night falls across Israel, the weather remains mild and clear. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, the night air is pleasant, making it comfortable for those needing to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, President Trump labels the U.S. position on Lebanon as a political attack, stirring concerns about America's influence in the region. This story broke 2 hours ago. Also, from the Times of Israel earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu acknowledges a long road to peace, while President Trump states Israel is prohibited from attacking Lebanon. Despite a ceasefire, reports of an Israeli strike on a motorcycle in Lebanon emerged. Also this hour, YNET reports that Israeli special forces landed on a strategic ridge in southern Lebanon before the ceasefire took effect. This operation was crucial for overlooking key routes. Separately, from Forward 4 hours ago, a report highlights the alarming rise in anti-Semitic attacks outside Israel, with 20 Jewish fatalities worldwide in 2025. And finally, from JTA 4 hours ago, Jewish groups are urging President Trump to prioritize the release of Americans held in Iran during ongoing ceasefire discussions. From X, the latest. Middle East underscore 24 reports just minutes ago on President Trump's firm stance against Iran's nuclear ambitions, highlighting tension over the Strait of Hormuz. Ostrov AA notes in an interview with Senator Fetterman, emphasizing the importance of criticizing Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah, while calling Israel a force of good. The Times of Israel reported earlier today that Iran's top negotiator threatened to close the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. blockade continues. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with President Trump's controversial statement on Lebanon. According to Israel Hayom, this comes after a Lebanese complaint and American backing. The U.S. president's remarks have sparked debate on whether America's role in the region is shifting. This has significant implications for future diplomatic relations. Turning to the ceasefire in Lebanon, the Times of Israel revealed that despite the ceasefire, Israel reportedly conducted a strike on a motorcycle. This comes as wartime restrictions for the Israeli public are lifted. The situation remains tense as both sides navigate this fragile peace. Meanwhile, YNET reports on the IDF's strategic maneuver in Lebanon. The operation on Cristofeni Ridge allowed Israel to maintain a tactical advantage. This move underscores the complex military landscape, even as diplomatic efforts continue. In other news, Forward highlights a disturbing trend in antisemitism, with a report indicating a record number of Jewish fatalities in 2025. This serves as a grim reminder of ongoing challenges faced by Jewish communities globally. Lastly, JTA's report on Jewish groups pressing for action on Americans detained in Iran emphasizes the human cost of geopolitical tensions. The call for prioritizing these cases during ceasefire talks could influence U.S. diplomatic strategies. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israel's tech delegation, featuring innovative startups, is heading to New York for the Mind the Tech Week conference. This event was delayed due to the recent conflict with Iran. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports on ongoing market volatility. Despite a positive start, indices have declined amid uncertainty surrounding the conflict. The Consumer Price Index also reflects this instability. And finally, Globes reports that U.S. chip company Credo has acquired Israeli firm Dustphonics for up to $1.3 billion. This deal marks a significant investment in Israel's optical connectivity sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.